going through a season where you only lined up the same offensive line, I believe, three times in a row the entire year, and having eight different combinations. And what advantage has it been to, since training camp started, to be lining up the same five guys?
Yeah, knock on wood, it's been obviously very encouraging. I think Tony and I looked at it that a year ago in the second preseason game, we had made three changes into the second preseason game. So that's been very encouraging, really, for the entire offense overall. We've been managed to stay away from the injury bug, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that we continue that way.
At that position, especially, has gotten.
Oh yeah, yeah. When you got five guys working together, and the communication that's required to play up front, it helps everybody involved. It helps the running backs, helps the quarterbacks, but certainly that group in particular. Because they all have to be in conjunction with one another and have all have to be on the same page. So besides the fact that we've stayed healthy there, they're also really a relative veteran group of guys, so they've seen a lot, and that's been obviously a bonus for us as well.
Seems like your interior running game, especially between guard and center, has been pretty effective. Is that an encouraging sign?
I think that was when you look at us, we're a big front right now. We're a big offensive line. And we kind of try to play to their strengths and the running back's strengths, and we think that they match up well. Their size, ability to move people off the ball, and coupled with Maurice Jones-Drew and Darren McFadden's running style, we think that that'll help our running game.
What do you still want and need to see from James Jones?
He's playing more within the system. He's doing fine. There's not a lot that we really need to feel like we have to see a lot from James Jones. He's a veteran player. He knows what he needs to do to get ready for the regular season. He's been great in that wide receiver room. So for us, it's let's get through these next 2 weeks, and let's make sure he's fresh and ready to go for the opening game against the Jets.
Technically, with being, I guess, a backup on the depth chart, is there something you didn't see in him, or you just saw?
No, we moved him up. No, I mean, we just, again, we've got it. There's a deep group there at wide receiver. It's great competition right now. We've seen some guys, and we just wanted to give him an opportunity to step into the one offense, which we did last week when we started him. So, we just want to keep the competition level high there until someone separates themselves. So that's been it more than anything. We feel like there's a number of guys there that are very close in the skill level, and so we wanted to give him an opportunity as well to jump in with the one offense.
Do you know how you're going to work the wide receivers in this game, the Green Bay game? It's like, who will James start?
It'll be the same starting two that we had last week.
What have you liked about what you've seen from Gabe, especially the time you got some time with the ones with Khalif?
Yeah, he's real powerful. He's got excellent feet. He's an excellent puller. He's, like I said, on the double teams, he's extremely powerful. And he's picked up the system very fast. I think that's been a plus for him. I know Tony's been real happy with that, the way that he's been able to absorb the information that's been given to him in a short amount of time that he's been here. So he's worked in there and done a nice job as a rookie.
Talk about putting Derek in with the first unit there in the second quarter, and how do you think he fared overall?
I was happy. It was we felt like the 1-0 line needed some more work, but we wanted to get Matt out, so we thought let's put Derek in there and let him operate with that one offensive line, and I thought he did fine. I think it was good for him to be in that group. He has done some good things, and it was just a chance for him to get in there and work with that group and step in the huddle and address a bunch of veteran players and a bunch of guys that have played a lot of games. So it was a good learning experience for him.
Dennis talked about how the offensive line played well in the last game. How do you account for the pressure that occurred, especially when Schaub was there? Was it just some blitzing that you weren't game planning for?
No, we had one missed game, a defensive line game on a third down, but the other two pressures was an empty pressure in which there is a player unaccounted for that Matt Schaub needed to recognize. He didn't recognize it until it was too late. The inside dog pressure. We got blitzed on every third down, which is common, really. But he needed to recognize that a little sooner. And that for to that naked eye looked like, oh, there's, you know, their O-line is, you know, letting a guy come free. Well, that's on the quarterback because it was an empty protection. And then the other one, really, we had a cut block where we missed the cut block. And so we've just got to get better with our technique and the execution that part. So,
Greg, if Carr can play, how will you work your quarterbacks in this game?
We'll probably, the ones that have significant playing time, we'd like to probably see them through the first half, maybe into the third quarter, and then we'd bring in the number two quarterback after that.
Is Matt Schaub making every throw that he's always made throughout the years in Houston? Is his arm the same as it's always been?
You know, I wasn't around Matt Schaub in Houston, so, you know, from what I see on tape, I think he's similar to what he has been and what he is. He kind of, like they said, he is what he is, but I haven't seen significant, you know, loss of arm strength, I guess, in the time that he's been here.
How beneficial is it to have a guy like Marcel Reese that's so versatile that can block and also catch the ball out of the backfield?
Yes, obviously it's very encouraging. There's a lot of things that you can do with him. And we've got to keep him healthy as well moving forward.
What have you thought of Matt Schaub over the last couple of weeks? Is he making the strides that you would hope?
To me, the biggest thing with Matt is the decision making. After the last season, is he making the right decisions? He's not. You know, he had one ball last week on a hitch route where a corner drove and it had a chance to get intercepted. Where he lost vision of the corner. So to me, that wasn't a decision on his part. Unless you see that corner, you better make sure of that when you throw it. But other than that, he hasn't been forcing the ball, which has been a bit a plus. He's making good decisions. As I said earlier, he missed an all-out a blitz inside on an empty protection last week. That will come, in my opinion. He knew it the minute he came off the sideline. So he's been good that way. Again, I think his confidence is up. And we haven't seen throughout training camp a bunch of ill-fated decisions. So that's been a plus.
He sure made a tackle on the tip ball on the interception. Are you okay with that in the preseason?
I don't know what you guys, again, after last season, you know, you're thinking to myself, this isn't gonna go back for a touchdown now. You know, the guy's first time in front of the home crowd and after what happened. So it was encouraging to see Donald Penn got down there and made the play. But yeah, he's a competitive guy. I wouldn't expect that, anything less from any of our quarterbacks. If that happens, and a lot of times they're the last line of defense. You know, the only guys that can catch those guys on the field normally are your wide receivers, a running back, or a quarterback. And in this case, with Schaub speed, you know, you're really hoping there. So, but we were certainly happy. And again, I'd be very disappointed if he didn't react that way. When they throw an interception, they better become a defender very quickly.
Yeah, I know Reggie and Dennis make the decisions, but in your mind, are you set on keeping three quarterbacks?
I know we have three very talented players, and again, that decision is above my pay grade. But I like the quarterback room right now, and I think they're all capable players that can play in the National Football League.
So in terms of really seeing where Schaub is, how important is this third preseason game?
I think all the games are important. And this week, we're playing a real quality opponent. To me and the Green Bay Packers, they've got one of the better defensive lines that we'll see. They've got a real strong secondary. I think Sam Shields is one of the better corners in the league that we'll get a chance to play against. So I think it's going to be just a great test for our offense, period, to kind of gauge a little bit about where we're at. We're excited. Is it important? Yeah, it's important. Every game is important. Every practice is important at this point for us. And it gives our guys a chance to, again, another time to be in a huddle together with a bunch of new faces. That the more they can play together, then the better off we'll be when the regular season starts.
Last one.
How would you assess the wide receivers after Streeter at this point? And I mean, what exactly are you looking for from them?
We're looking for more consistency more than anything. You know, I felt like we're close. We've had a number of drops throughout training camp, and it hadn't been one player in particular, but as a group, we need to catch the ball better, in my opinion, consistently. But they are working hard, and they are competing, which is, a big part of, to me, in the evaluation phase. If you had a bunch of guys that weren't competing, that would be an issue. But right now, they're competing, and we're just going to look for a little bit more consistency as we get closer to the regular season.
Thank you.